Ronan Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. Gimme the old scratch. The Irish Independent tells us that that's what one Cavan Independent candidate is saying to voters. Rather than asking for number ones on the ballot paper, he shouts out, gimme the old scratch. The Mail reports that yesterday Simon Harris asked farmers not to give any independents the old scratch, otherwise he says they'd be letting the Greens back into government. The Greens say they'd love to have a sequel in government, like Paul Mescal in Gladiator, which prompts the Irish Times to wonder if they'd like their leader to be called Rodericus Dubwestium. Dublin Midwest is featured in a photo in the Irish Sun, specifically a lamppost in the constituency, which has posters for two candidates, both with beards and glasses, and both named Eoin Óibrin. One, Sinn Féin's stalwart Eoin, and the other, a councillor, Eoin Óibrin, running for the Social Democrats. Election coverage is everywhere in the papers this morning, and it's comprehensive and easily digested. They outline the party's proposals, like those of the Greens on transport in the Times, Aontho on asylum seekers in the Examiner, the Social Democrats on disabilities in the Sun, and Sinn Féin on the civil service in the Mail. The papers also continue to highlight the issues the parties face. For example, health. The Examiner reports that in 2022, six surgical hubs were announced as a quick fix to hospital waiting lists, but only one is due to open this year. The paper also reports on cancer treatment, with one cancer patient telling the paper, "I wasn't dying enough to get specialist treatment." There's plenty of courts news in the papers today. In the north, one judge is complaining about the law. He was hearing the case of a woman who was drunk on a plane when she tried to open the door while it was in midair. She'd pleaded guilty, and the judge lamented, "All I can do is fine her," and he ordered her to pay £375. That's in the Belfast Telegraph. Another court case in Dublin reported on in the Times. Two 12-year-old boys were physically removed by security staff from a shopping centre in the city. They'd just made their confirmation and were mortified at what happened. They sued the security company and the shopping centre. The court heard that the security company apologised and paid the boys €7,500 each. The Irish Daily Mirror features a report from a court where a driver was charged with failing to stop at the scene in Kildare, where a 16-year-old boy was killed on Sunday morning. The court heard that the man had been stopped 3 hours later at a random intoxicant testing checkpoint, where he was asked by Gardaí why his windscreen was smashed and the front of his van badly damaged. His solicitor said he thought he had hit a deer. Elsewhere in the papers, Cork is getting a new present for Christmas, according to the Examiner. It's a mobile Garda station which will be parked around the city during the festive season to help improve city centre policing. And in the Times, Ciara Sadleir, in her column, is arguing that it's okay for a straight woman to have a close platonic relationship with a straight man. The headline there is, "I shared a hotel room with a man who's not my husband." And the Examiner reports that there's an auction of luxury goods that have been seized by the Criminal Assets Bureau. One of the items for up for sale is a Hermes Birkin 30 handbag. The paper says one of these sold previously for €280,000.
Ronan Kelly.